And let's go to the word of the Lord here tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 12. And then we're going to go to Acts chapter 3 and verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12 and 13. Amen. For now we see through a glass darkly. Can anybody say amen to that? That's the way it is right now. And that's the way it's always going to be. But then, face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth. Everybody said now. That's the third time that word is appearing here. He said, for now we see through a glass darkly. Now we know in part. And then he says, and now abideth faith. Everybody said faith, faith. Hope, hope, charity. These three. Amen. But the greatest of these is charity. And I want to preach for a little bit here tonight on faith. I want to try to inspire our faith to believe God for more and to give us a little bit of an understanding tonight of what it really means to have faith and to walk by faith. Amen. Acts chapter 3, verse 16. Praise the Lord. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong. I feel like somebody, excuse me, I feel like someone tonight can be made strong. The way that we are made strong is by our faith. Did you hear that tonight? The way we are made strong is by our faith. Amen. We need to have faith in God. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Praise the Lord. Faith is the central theme of any Christian's walk with God. I'm trusting, I'm believing, I'm walking by faith. Can you see anything? No, I can't see anything. I'm just seeing through a glass darkly right now. Amen. And I don't know everything. I just know in part. I just know a little bit. I don't know a whole lot. But I've got faith. And I'm trusting. And I'm believing God. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. Ask you to anoint it. Speak to our hearts. We give you thanks. We give you praise. And we ask it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise and thanks. Glory to God. Thank you, Rebecca. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. And we don't want to miss Rebecca. We're glad that she's here today. Amen. And that beautiful piano playing. Amen. We are just blessed around here to have beautiful music. Amen. And singing and worship unto the Lord. I love it. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be thankful for it. Amen. Faith is the very essence of our walk with God. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. And Scripture tells us here that through faith in his name hath made this man strong. And the word strong here is a word that means to establish or to receive strength. Amen. What we need tonight is to be established in faith. And that is not a given just because we come to the house of God. It is not a given simply because one day we were born again of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. But God wants to establish our faith so that we will receive strength and be made strong. It also means to confirm or to solidify. Amen. To finish us is what faith does in our lives. And the Bible says that it was through faith in his name that the man that was lame was made strong, and his ankles and his knees and his legs received that strength, and he was established for the rest of his life. Amen. He was established by that strength and soundness that came to him. And there are times in life when we don't know which direction things are going to go. And we don't know what's happening in our life at that moment in time. I'm here to tell you, and I'm here to tell all of us here tonight, that through faith in God, you can be established and made sound and be strong. Praise God. The word strong there means to solidify. I've already said that the word perfect soundness here means wholeness or integrity. And it is integrity as in the strength of a building. When a building has strength, it has integrity, meaning that it has the ability to weather the storms. It has the ability to stand strong in the middle of troubles and trials. And the Bible says, then through his name and through faith in his name, we can develop integrity in our lives, a structural soundness in your life, in your walk with God, in the direction and the will of God for your life can be made strong, amen, and made sound, perfect soundness. The Bible says, amen. And I do believe tonight that God will not lay upon us anything that we cannot bear. Scripture tells us that. And so what that means is I will be able to weather any storm that may come my way. Now, I wished I'd have got a little better response on that. Amen. Because I'm telling you the truth tonight. Amen. Faith has been the hallmark of the people of God since there have been the people of God. Amen. That is where faith begins. Amen. Like the steel beam that holds up a bridge. Amen. Or the concrete that supports the skyscraper and the superstructure of any building. Amen. Faith is that superstructure. Amen. Faith is that steel beam. Praise God. Faith is that very thing that in the midst of the storm of your life, it will hold you up. Amen. And faith in God is more than just believing because somebody said we need to. Amen. But faith in God is believing because we know it to be a fact. Praise God. And the work of the enemy is to take you off of that foundation of faith. Amen. It is the work of the enemy to try to get you confused in your mind. It is the work of the enemy that will try to upset you emotionally. Amen. It is the work of the enemy that will bring troubles and trials and tribulations into your life to kind of bring a haze and a smoke. Amen. So that you can't see the answer. We don't have to see the answer. What we need to see is God. Amen. What we need to see is the Word of God. Somebody help me here tonight. Praise God. Because faith is not built upon feelings, but faith is built upon facts. And the fact of the matter is that our faith is built upon God, but our understanding of God comes from the Word of God. Amen. It is the understanding that we have of Scripture tonight, of the Word of God, that gives us that that understanding of who He is. And may I say tonight that this book that I'm preaching from is perfect. Amen. Well, praise God. It is inerrant, meaning it is not filled with errors, but it is perfect and it is right. Well, praise God. I'm not saying that just because I feel it, but there are proofs that we have that the Word of God is real. I'm not going to go into it tonight. I could do a whole Bible study just on that right there. But I've come to understand there are facts that prove to us that this is the Word of God. There is no other religious nor secular book in the history of the world that has the volume of prophecy that the Word of God has. That's a fact tonight. Amen. It's written here. And it was written, some of them, several thousand years ago, and the prophecies have already come to pass, and we know that they came to pass just exactly as the Word said. Why? Because the Word is not just something that was penned by men, but the Bible says holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And then they wrote it down, and it became the Word of God. It became the superstructure of our faith. Amen. I believe God tonight, not because I can see an answer to my problem, but I believe God because I know that He's real, and I know that He loves me, and I know that it's going to be all right. Well, praise the Lord, somebody. Amen. What we need from time to time is to strengthen our faith. That's right. And the Bible says Exodus 15 and verse 26, and the Lord told the children of Israel here, He said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. And there were many things that came upon the Egyptians because of their lack of knowledge and their lack of God in their midst. Amen. I won't go into that. But many of the mummies that they have found, one Egyptian queen, I think it was, or a princess, was in her 20s. And it was not uncommon for the Egyptians to die at a young age because of what they ate and how they lived, and their medical practices were horrifying. Amen. You didn't want to get sick in Egypt because it just was not very good at all. And it was simply because they did not have the Word of God. They did not have the knowledge of these things. But the people of God have a knowledge today that helps us to understand that I am the Lord that healeth thee. And it is not just necessarily a miraculous one-time healing. Amen. Like the healing that took place in the church that I prayed through in. And a lady, Sister Ball, had a tumor on her waist that enlarged her dress size by 12 inches. And when she was prayed for in a service, all of a sudden she had to grab her dress because it would have fallen to the floor. 12 inches disappeared from her waist as she was prayed for. I'm here to tell you tonight, God is a healing God. But you know what else God heals? God does not just heal cancer and physical problems like that. Amen. God heals our broken heart. God heals our spirit. Amen. God gives us a future that otherwise we would not have. Amen. God will take a heart that used to have faith that is broken, and He'll repair it, and He'll reinstall faith into it again. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Somebody needs healing tonight. Well, praise God. Amen. The devil will molest you. Amen. The devil will abuse you. The devil will steal from you. He will kill, destroy, and steal. Amen. But God came that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. Amen. I want to have that abundant life. And I'm here to dispute against any spirit that says I can't have it. I can have it. He promised it to me, and I'm claiming it tonight in Jesus' name. There is a way. I said there is a way out of your dilemma. There is a way, and that way is faith tonight. Faith in God. I believe God. Well, can you see the answer? No, but I believe God. Well, praise the Lord, somebody. The Holy Ghost is in this house. God wants to reinstall faith in somebody's heart tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And there are some healings that take place. Amen. Some healings in attitudes that take place. There are some healings of unbelief that are healed, some diseases of unbelief that are healed by the power of God. I read in Psalms chapter 19 and verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And so there is a healing to the soul. Amen. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right. Everybody said they're right. Rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. And so it works on the heart. Amen. It works on the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. And so it works on the heart. It works on the eyes. And then it is clean. It will clean up your heart. It will clean up those attitudes. Amen. The word of God will do that. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Praise God. I could just stop right there and shout hallelujah for a little bit. Amen. Because David declared that when a person has faith in the right thing, amen, there is nothing but blessings that are coming. Now, I expected to hit a wall right there because some don't believe that there is blessing that is coming. Amen. You got your mind made up that it's already destroyed and that God can't fix it back again. But I'm here to preach, amen, to the spirits of hell. It's not broken where God can't fix it. I said it's not broken where God can't fix it. God can fix anything. He can make anything. He can do anything. And He can fix anything. What you need is to get faith again. What you need is faith again to believe God. I believe God tonight. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God's in control. But I can't see it. You don't have to see it. God's in control. I'm looking through a glass darkly. I can't perceive what's going on in my life. I'm here to tell you tonight, you don't have to perceive it. Amen. God put us in this time frame, amen, where we can only see through a glass darkly. God did not give us a clearness of sight in everything. Oh, we can have understanding. Don't misunderstand that tonight. Amen. But I'm telling you that God put us in a place where we sometimes cannot see the next step. Amen. And He did it on purpose, because if we could clearly see the future and know exactly everything that would take place in the future, we would not have to have faith in God. We would not have to exert our trust and confidence in God. Amen. I'll tell you what, we need to walk by faith. We need to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We need to praise the Lord by faith. Say, well, why would anybody want to do that? Because sometimes when you come to the house of God, you don't have a whole lot of faith to worship. You don't have a whole lot of faith to pray, because you've had a difficult time and situations have come along. Amen. There's times you just got to praise God by faith, and that will renew your faith. Amen. There's times that you got to pray by faith, even though you can't feel anything while you're praying. Well, praise God. There are times that you just keep on walking, meaning I'm going to come right on back to the house of God, even though I don't feel it. Amen. Even though I don't feel like it, I'm coming because I'm walking by faith. I know that God is going to be there, and He's going to help me in His time. Faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so the scriptures, the word of God, becomes the essence and the outcome of our faith. Amen. The essence or the main theme of faith is obedience to the commandments. Amen. And He said it there. He said it there in Exodus, the scripture that we read. Amen. Each of us have got to see, amen, the end result of our living for God, the end result of walking according to the scriptures, according to the commandments, according to the statutes that the Lord has given to us. And sometimes it gets weary, but I'm convinced tonight that it becomes weary because we become weary in our faith. We let our faith diminish. I'm not saying you're backslid. I'm not saying you're ready to leave God or any of that. But your faith has diminished. Amen. Because over the course of time, the grinding of your difficulties, amen, can wear down upon you. I'm preaching to somebody here tonight. Amen. And your faith becomes diminished. Oh, if somebody were to ask you, do you believe that he is? Yes, I believe that he is. Amen. But if you were to ask that question, and I've been in this place before, and maybe you've been there as well, and maybe you're there tonight, do you believe that he is? And you'll get the answer, yeah, I believe that he is. But it's not a confident. It's not a cutting edge. It's not, oh yes, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and I'm going to see him someday, because it's diminished. It's diminished. Amen. The enthusiasm and the excitement is diminished. It's not gone. It's just diminished. Amen. And so it's more than just a statement of beliefs that's written in this good book tonight. Amen. Faith becomes the very foundation of life itself. Amen. Because without faith, praise God, there is sickness. But with faith, he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And when we have faith, we have healing. When we have faith, we have salvation. How can we believe unless we hear? How can we believe without a preacher? We know those scriptures. Amen. That word belief there is very similar to faith. Praise God. It was easy to walk to the altar and receive the Holy Ghost. It was easy to see the Word of God and be baptized in His name and have our sins remitted and washed away and to be born again. Amen. It was an entrance into the kingdom of God. But I'm telling you that salvation tonight was a part of the healing process that God was working in your life. Because before you got saved, there were things that you were doing in your life that was bringing destruction to your life. Before you came to God, there were all kinds of troubles and problems in your life. Oh, you can say amen. You know I'm telling the truth. Amen. And there were situations and circumstances. After a course of time, you sought for counsel. The Lord opened doors. And you begin to obey the statutes of the Lord. Begin to understand the commandments of the Lord. And before you know it, healing began to take place. Praise God. Things begin to happen in your life that were positive. And today you're blessed more than you were when you first came to God. Can anybody say amen tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. And so that healing that came through salvation came by faith. Amen. It came through faith. It came by believing God and reaching out and stepping out. Praise God. What you need to do tonight is step out and renew your faith. Step out and say, I believe God. Did you hear that, devil? I believe God. I believe the report of the Lord. Amen. I'm not believing the report of a counselor somewhere. I'm not believing the report of a doctor somewhere. I'm not believing those things. I'm believing the report of the Lord. For the Lord said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And if he chooses not, like in the situation with the Apostle Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. Amen. It does not matter what we go through, but God is our help. God is our strength. Praise God. He is the one that when he smiles upon us, we can do things that we otherwise could not do. Praise the Lord. We came to Augusta, and I was very sick when we first moved here 23 years ago. Could not work for 6 months. Went to the doctor, just been here a few days. It was a nice welcoming committee. Amen. But I faced those devils before. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, Greg, he said, I'm sorry to tell you, we don't have a cure for what you have, and in 10 years, you're going to be dead. The doctor told me that. And when I told my heart doctor that, he said, are you serious? He actually told you that? I said, yes, he did. And my heart doctor is a Christian man of sorts, and so we discussed that a little bit. But I'm telling you today, I felt a little bit down. And friend, there's no way that you can go through situations without being down and depressed from time to time. But I'm here to preach to us tonight that faith will lift you up out of depression. Well, praise God. I'm not saying it's going to be an immediate situation, but it's not going to last for years and years and years and years. Well, praise God. There's a time of deliverance by faith. There's a time to stand up by faith and say, I don't believe this report anymore. I believe the report of the Lord. There. Did you hear that, devil? Amen. I believe the report of the Lord. I'm standing on the word of God. I'm not standing on the word of men. I'm not standing on what I see. I'm not standing on my circumstances. I'm standing by faith on the superstructure of the word of God. The winds are blowing against my house, but my house is not going to fall because I'm built on the rock. Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Well, praise God. I'm telling you tonight, somebody needs to get your faith up again. Amen. Somebody needs to get the joy again. Somebody needs to say, I don't believe that report anymore. I'm just going to go ahead and say it tonight. Is that all right? Amen. You might have already believed that your children are gone and never coming back. But I'm telling you, I'm not going to believe that report. When I pray, I'm praying in faith. When I worship, I'm worshiping in faith. Amen. When I give God a praise, I'm going to do it by faith. Amen. Where's your answer? I don't have an answer. I'm looking through a glass darkly right now. But I'm telling you, I'm doing it by faith in God. Oh, come on. Let's worship the Lord for a moment here tonight. Woo! Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Faith will help you to receive the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. It's faith that will lead you to the waters of baptism so that your sins are remitted. Amen. It is faith that brings you to the altar for the anointing of oil where healing comes. Well, praise God. Well, the doctor said I'm sick and I'm always going to be sick. Amen. Whose report are you going to believe today? I believe the report of the Lord, and if I stay sick, I know he's going to give me grace. Amen. You can be seated tonight. I'm going to finish here in just a few minutes, but praise God. Somebody said, wow, that's really awesome what's happened over there in Augusta. And I've always told them it's God that did it. It's God that did it. It's the grace of God. And I see other men that are my age, and they look a lot older than I am. That's at least the way I perceive it. Praise God. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. I'm not even going to go there tonight. And they say, man, you're looking good. I go and see relatives I haven't seen in years, and they'll look at me and they'll say, man, you're looking good. I saw some of those preachers on the platform in Boston, and they looked at me and they said, Brother Worse, you just look so good. I said, Brother, it's the grace of God. It's the grace of God. I rebuilt an apartment and took 3 years. hanging sheetrock and insulation and wiring and plumbing. Amen. Just a few years ago, and I got it done. And the building inspector came in and looked at the last apartment. And he goes, oh, my. It was bad. It was worse than bad. It was almost to be condemned. And I smiled at him. I'd already had three done. And I smiled at him and I said, Dan, I said, you just wait and watch and see what the grace of God will do to this apartment. Well, praise God. You say, well, I don't believe that. I believe that. I do, because God's grace will help you where you can't do it yourself. Amen. It's time to stop giving in to the troubles. It's time to stop saying, woe is me. It's time, oh, and I know there's troubles. And I've said, woe is me many times. The prophet said it too. Woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips. He didn't feel too good in the presence of God. But I'm telling you, there comes a time when you write it down and say, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Amen. Uzziah was a good king. Uzziah was a king that built up Israel. And when that thing that you put your confidence in this world, is gone and it's vanished, amen, your hopes are gone from it. You're not putting stock in that anymore. But all of a sudden, there's the Lord, and I'm putting my stock and my confidence in Him. Amen. Confidence in anything else is going to hurt you, even confidence in yourself. And here's what we need. Hebrews 10 and verse 36. For you have need of patience. Well, praise the Lord. I guess I could just stop right there. You have need of patience. If you all had a little pocket mirror and you could hold it up in front of you, you could look at it and say, you have need of patience. I have need of patience. Amen. Because there are things that I desire, and there are things that you desire in this. And he says, you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, everybody said a little while. You know, things are different with God than they are with us. Somebody said, well, God, how long does it take God? I need something from God. And they said, well, a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years with man, and 1,000 years is a day. And so when we go through 1,000 years, that's just one day in God's economy. Praise the Lord. And they said, God, how long it's going to take you to fix this? And God said, well, give me a minute. Praise the Lord. Give me a minute. And a minute to God is who knows how long it is for us. But you look in the scriptures and you think, you know, because chronologically we read the Word of God, and then this happened and this happened and this happened, and we think, wow, that was a popping church. That was a revival that was taking place. But what we don't understand is that in many cases, there were multiple years between these events that took place. Amen. The lady that was in the temple, she was a widow for 80 years. And then the Christ child came, and she was there to see the Christ child. Amen. God's economy and God's timing is different than ours. Amen. We cannot expect God to align himself with our timing. What we must do is align ourselves with God's timing. And that's where faith comes in. Well, praise the Lord. Now abideth faith. Praise God. We see through a glass darkly. We don't know what's going on, but there is one thing that will abide. Are you listening tonight? Are you getting a hold of this tonight? There's one thing. Actually, there are three things that will abide. They will weather the storm. They will make it through to the other side. And the very first one is faith. Praise God. Somebody needs to get their faith up higher tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Instead of praying prayers of defeat, amen, prayers of guilt, prayers of shame, prayers of all of those kinds of things of the past, what you've got to do is go to God in prayer and say, God, today is a brand new day. I'm going to go from here forward. Well, praise God. I'm going forward in faith. I'm walking by faith. And I may not be able to see where I'm going, but God knows where I'm going, and He's going to take me all the way through. Praise God. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. And if you'll look it up when you get home, 1 Peter 1, verses 6 through 9, it tells us where the trial, amen. He said, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial. And then the other scripture, it gives us the focus of the trial, and it says the trying of your faith. When troubles come, they're trying your faith. They're pushing on the building to see if it creaks. And if it creaks a little bit, they're going to push harder. Amen. The devil, the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. He comes to your house and he pushes on it. He comes to your faith and he pushes on it. Amen. And he tests it to see how strong it is. Amen. And if he detects that there is a weakness there, he's going to unload. He's going to send out the cruise missiles. He's going to send out the trial of your faith, a fiery trial. And Paul was referring to battles that took place in his day. And they would have the fiery darts. Amen. The fiery darts. They were fired from a little bow and arrow, and they would pull the trigger, and they had fiery darts, and they would shoot them at the enemy. And he said that it is the shield of faith that will quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. They say that the shields of that day were covered with skins. And it was the oiling. They oiled. Oh, God, help us here tonight. They would take the shield and they would oil it on a regular basis so that it would not dry out, that it would not crack, but it would be pliable. And they said, history records that when the fiery dart would hit that shield, that the oil and all of that would put out the fiery dart. What does that mean? If it's the shield of faith, that means I've got to oil it. And what is the oil? It's the Holy Ghost. The oil is the Holy Ghost. And when we oil our faith, praise God, when we oil that shield and the fiery darts come, we feel the hit of the dart. And we don't know if we're going to make it through this battle, through this trial and this test, and the darts keep hitting your shield. Amen. Thank God. They just go out. They just go out. There's nothing to be afraid of when you've got the shield of faith and it's oiled by the oil of the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing this tonight? Amen. Somebody's shield is getting dry and cracked. Amen. Well, praise God. You've still got your shield and you're still in the fight. But what you've got to do is stop for a minute or for a while and oil that shield again. And get it to where it can protect you. Amen. And you can stand strong and continue to go forward and fight in this good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on salvation. Well, praise God, because it's the only thing that's going to abide. They say that in the Roman days, they had shields that were as tall as the men, and they would stand in a row when the enemy would come, and they would put their shields together. And so it was just a gigantic wall of shields. Amen. That's where we need to pray for one another. That's where we need to hook arms with one another And they would stand in a wall, and then the enemy would come, and over here, all of a sudden, the shield would pop open, and a soldier would come out with a spear and stab, and then he would pull back in. And then over here, another would pop out and come back in. And another would pop out and come back in. And the enemy never knew where that soldier was going to come out, because they were fighting this battle together. They actually had a situation where they could take those shields and they could stand them side by side and make a square. And then they could take their shields and put them on the top. They called it the turtle. And they said it was so strong when the shields were locked together that a horse and chariot could ride over the top of them and it would not tear it apart. They could stand against the wiles of the enemy. I said they could stand against the wiles. Amen. The wildest thing that the enemy can bring against us, the shield of faith, amen, will help us and protect us and get us through this battle. There's probably going to be many battles, but it'll help us through the battle. Oh God, help us. Let your faith come up higher tonight, because you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Amen. What you need to do is get you a piece of paper. Amen. And write down a promise of God. Amen. Put it in your Bible where that promise is found. And every day when you pray, open up your Bible and say, devil, look at that. There's the promise of God. I'm not giving in to this. I'm not giving in to my problem. I'm not surrendering. Amen. Amen. Because I've seen folks surrender and say, there's no hope. There's no way out. I can't get this fixed. Well, you're right. You can't fix it, but God can fix it. Put that promise right there in the Word where it's found. And when you open your Bible for the day, there it is. Amen. Look at this, devil. Put it in your pocket. Carry it with you all day long. And look at that promise. You say, Pastor, why should we do that? I'll tell you why. Your faith is diminished, and you need to get it back up where it's supposed to be. Amen. There's only one way. You got to maintain the shield. You've got to take the time to oil it. Amen. To take care of it, or it can be diminished. Praise God. Amen. Isaiah said, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. Fear is the opposite of faith. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength. Everybody said, my strength. Are you feeling weak tonight? You need more of Jehovah in your life. Praise God. He is my song. Amen. What you been singing lately? What's been the words coming out of your mouth lately? That's your song. Oh God, help us to get a different song. Amen. I'm telling you, this is what we need. I will trust and not be afraid. Amen. Well, praise God. And Romans says it this way, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove or test out or prove that it is sure and real, that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The only way to know that the will of God is the will of God is to put it to the test. The only way to know how to get victory is to go through the battle, believe in God, trusting in God. Amen. I thought about this message tonight, and I thought about that information that we received before we came to church of this minister and his wife who were killed in a car accident. And it looked like the youngest of the children was somewhere maybe 6, 7, 8 years old, and the other children were older. In 1 week, mom and daddy's gone. In 1 week. And I thought, my very first thought was, God, I don't understand your ways sometimes. I'm not disputing God. I'm not doubting God. I just don't understand. It's like I'm looking through a glass darkly. I can't see the other side. I don't know God's purposes and God's will in everything. I don't even know it in hardly anything, it seems like. I'm looking through a glass darkly. What I've got to have and what these children are going to have to get a hold of in their life is faith in God. Amen. I remember another minister, one day he woke up to the news that his wife had been in a tragic car accident in the middle of an intersection. The car burst into flames and his son and his wife were tragically killed in that fire. His daughter was alive. And she made it out of that, but he lost his wife and his boy. And he prayed. He said, I didn't know what to do. He said, but I knew one thing. I needed to get to the church. He had enough sense about him that he needed to get to the church. And he went to the church. You know what? God didn't do it. God did not do that. But God allowed that for some purpose or some plan. And he got to the church and he began to pray, and days turned into days and weeks, and he was so down. And finally he said, God, give me a word. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. Sometimes that's all we have. Where's our faith at tonight? Is our faith in God? Or is our faith in some thing that's happened that's out of our control now? And there's no way that anything can fix it or anything can take care of the situation. I don't believe that that's the way it is with the child of God. Amen. I believe that somewhere in God's mind and in God's plan, God has a way out. Amen. Now it's up to people to decide whether they want to come out or not. But God's working and God's moving. And the promises are yea and amen to the glory of God. Let's stand together tonight. Amen. Where's your faith at tonight? Where are you standing in your faith? Praise God. Where are you standing in your faith? Is your faith in God, or is your faith in the circumstances that have come against you? Amen. My God is alive tonight. And I'm preaching a God that loves us and cares for us. And sometimes I look through that glass and I say, God, I can't see it right now. I don't know which direction to go, God. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. I just gotta stand by faith and say, God, you're the one. God, you're the one. You're the one. Amen. You're the one that's able to help. You're the one that's able to lead us. Amen. One day we was out driving around doing different things. I believe it was on Memorial Day. We were out on Memorial Day driving around visiting the dear departed. And all of a sudden a situation arose and there was a family member. And there had been broken relationships there. And all of a sudden, those relationships seemed to just take a different turn. Amen. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And then we went to the next grave. And it was in a different county. We had driven 30, 40, or 50 miles to get to the next one. And we're standing there, and we're going through the cemetery, just looking at some of the older headstones. And all of a sudden, a car pulls up into that cemetery. And it's another relative of ours. Hey, come over to the house. We went over to the house. We got to talking. And I was able to say a little something about the Lord, you know, the Lord this or the Lord that. And the grace of God. I think I was talking about the grace of God, how God's grace has been on my life. Amen. And there it was. It was like, okay, I want you here at this point, at this particular point in time, because you need to meet somebody and talk to them right here. And then an hour and a half later, I need you over here because I need you to talk to this individual. Who was that? That's somebody I've been praying for years, and they've never accepted the truth. But there's an open door for God to plant another seed. Amen. I'm not looking for immediate results. I'm looking for faith. I'm looking for faith. I'm looking to walk by faith and not by sight. It doesn't matter to me if it's 10 years down the road. Amen. I'm walking by faith today. And if it's 10 years, in 10 years, I'll be walking by faith. If it's in 5 years, I'll praise God for that. If it's tomorrow, I'll praise God for that. But I need patience. Amen. My faith will give way to patience so that I can just keep on walking with God. Amen. I feel the pastor in me here tonight. Amen. Just keep on walking with God. Don't back up. Don't go to the right or the left. Don't let your prayer life diminish. Amen. Don't let your word life diminish. Praise God. Don't let anything diminish. If anything, just ramp it up a little bit. Praise God. Don't let your giving or anything that you do for God, don't let it diminish. Let your faith oil that shield. Get the oil out and spend some time oiling that shield of faith so you can get back into the battle. Praise God. And defeat the enemy. For we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Spiritual wickedness in high places. How are we going to win this battle? We're not going to win it. God's going to win it. But he can only use people that are walking by faith. Not defeated people. I said not defeated people. Not people that have given in to their circumstances and have given up. Amen. The Bible says in the day of adversity, if you fall, your strength is small. I've got the Holy Ghost. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. I'm not weak. I'm strong. Because I've got God in my life. Do you have God in your life tonight? Amen. Maybe if you do have God in your life, maybe you need a little more of God. A little more of Him. Amen. And if you need God tonight, if you're going through what I've been preaching, come on, let's pray. Let's build up that faith. Let's take it from where it's at and help it to increase and magnify it, build it up and strengthen it and edify it. Praise God. Because by faith we're standing. Amen. By faith we're walking. By faith we're doing everything that we're doing for God. For the promises in him are yea and amen to the glory of God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I love you, Jesus. I thank you tonight, God. Thank you, Lord. Help our unbelief. God, strengthen our faith tonight to believe you for more and more and more. And give us patience that we may endure the promise, or that we may receive the promise and endure the time of tribulation and trouble. In Jesus' name tonight, in Jesus' name, praise God. You need to come and pray. If you want to come and pray, just come on right now and let's finish this service on a high note. Amen. Well, praise God. Let's finish it on a high note that God is in control. This is the day that the Lord has made.